Beal listeners, wow, we're excited to be back with you on the spring. And you know what? I'm really, like, in a really good mood because, you, gosh, today, I always say this, I'm excited about our topic, but my name is Bianca Reyna. I'm your co-host of The Reveal Show on with Deborah Hawkins. And, you know, today is actually kind of a different day because, you know, what we've been experiencing and the excitement kind of comes from the fact that, you know, when you're crossing over a big mountain and you're like striving and you're striving and I'll be striving and all of a sudden you just realize like that big hump wasn't really there at all. And it's like, I got over it. And so today's topic is really about, are you over trying to make it happen? So, Deborah, tell everybody hello. Tell them what we're talking about. And, you know, why is that so kind of exciting? Like, why is that liberating? What's up?
Well, hello, all of our Reveal listeners. We're so glad to be here with you. And if I do sound a little wonky today, I am broadcasting from my car.
Whoop, whoop. So, that's how we get her done.
That's how we do it. This is how we do it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Leon and I are excited about this topic. You know, consciousness always takes us wherever we need to go. And, you know, we're talking about this idea of how we have been conditioned, how we've been programmed, you know, how TV shows and so many people, even leaders out there, you know, lead with this idea like you gotta make it happen.
And yeah, you know, you're not doing the right thing. I mean,
Yeah, you're not using the right tools. You've got to, you know, you got to think this way. You got to make it. You got to force it. You got to work harder. You know, you got to be smarter. I mean, it's almost exhausting. And I know, Leonka and I've had this conversation. So if we're feeling it, I know all you are too. It's this idea that, you know, you open your inbox or, you know, you listen to the commercials or, you know, you surf the web. And, you know, everybody is trying to tell you, you know, make it happen, you know. And so the idea, what we're excited about today is this, you know, over the last year and a half, Leonka and I have learned a lot about trying to make things happen versus allow.
Or almost force. Like, it's almost,
yeah.
I mean, I know we're saying make things happen. Yes, that I feel like that's kind of still very light. Like, yes, make things happen. Don't just sit on your couch. Or if you want to, have at it, right? Like, it's being an allowance of that, but being an allowance. But I think it's the forcing energy is really what we're really talking about.
Thank you for clarifying
forcing
that. That's true. I mean, this call is not about, you know, yeah, you sitting back and thinking, you know, everything's just going to, you know, pop magically, unicornically at your door. You know, I mean, there are some. Sorry, I had to throw that in.
Woo!
But because, you know, we do have to, you know, live and we still have to plan. And but Leonka's right. It's we're talking about that forcing kind of energy when you are up against huge resistance. And what we've discovered is there's a different way. And, you know, when we talk about allowing, it's not about surrendering into, oh, well, I'll just sit on my sofa for the rest of the day and do nothing. Although I did know a woman who, by allowing herself to stay home and be sick on her sofa and watch movies, created a $10,000 contract. So I'm not saying you can't do that either. But it's this idea of letting go of this forcing energy, as Leonka says, and this, you know, like, I'm going to make it happen, come hell or high water. And it creates within us this anxiety and this angst, and it's not smooth and it's not flowing. And it can create all kinds of stuff in the body, too, and in the mind. It can make you mad. You know, like, I'm going to make this happen. It's going to happen this way, this day, this time. And, you know, we're not always privy to our timing of everything. And so it's that's our conversation today. I mean, that's kind of it in a nutshell. And especially when we start talking about, you know, our work and you know, I was inspired by a Marianne Williamson talk around all of this, because she was talking about shifting our idea in work from, you know, having like this blind ambition, you know, just to do whatever it takes no matter what, shifting from that kind of ambition. I'm not saying ambition is a bad thing, but the kind of forceful kind, to inspiration, which really is more of what Leonka and I are in alignment with. And inspiration is in alignment with flow. Ambition sometimes can be aligned with force. Now, you might make it happen, but you might skin some knees along the way, or you might ruin some relationships along the way, or, you know, you might tear some things up along the way.
Right.
I mean, taking the bull by the horns
you've seen a ton of people. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but what comes to mind for me, Deborah, is you've seen all the people that are like, yeah, I got here, I did all this stuff, I've stepped on so many people, and it doesn't feel good, and I'm not truly happy, because it was the blind, almost the blind ambition, right? Like, that's what comes to mind. Forceful.
Yes, and think about it. Blind ambition is almost like your eyes are covered up spiritually, you know, intuitively, and you're just going after some mark, like a bull in a ring that is going to go after the tag, right?
Right.
So what we're talking about is shifting from ambition to inspiration, and in alignment to that, think about, stay with me on this now, and from sales to service. Because this whole talk really came about because, you know, like I said, I'm sure that you and, you know, if Leonka and I are talking about it, y'all are noticing it as well. You know, I opened my inbox and so many people, not that I want to make anyone wrong, but you can feel it in an email. You can feel whether somebody is just, you know, trying to sell something to you and slam it down your throat, or whether there is, you know, a spirit of service involved. And, you know, I want to just declare right now, I mean, Leonka and I are businesswomen. I mean, we have to make a living too. But our guiding North Star is service, and it always has been, and it always will be. I know that about us, and that's why we're aligned. That's why we're partners. That's why we can work together. So,
I'm going to say one more thing real quickly. I mean, I was telling Deborah, I said, you know, we look at our stuff too, and I was like, you know, we have a podcast thing out, but the reason, you know, we have different ways, we have lots of different ways for people to get their message out to the world. But the reason why we have those is so that they can do the change in the world. We just teach them the tools that we've already learned, right? But it's a real service behind what we do. And the real thing is that we want more people to have freedom through sharing their message or changing the world, or or starting that nonprofit. We just give you the tools to do it because we walk down there and we also help you. But you know, like, it's a service thing, and we truly know that from our being. Like, we had to get to that place where we knew it wasn't just sales.
Yes. And, you know, and sales by itself, I mean, let me, please don't misunderstand me. I mean, sales makes the world go round. I mean, sales allows us to pay our rent and to feed our children.
Right.
I mean, sales allows everything to function. We're not talking about, you know, just you know, stop sales. That's not what we're talking about. What's behind sales, you know?
Right.
Back to the idea of rather than the blind ambition, I'm going to do anything to get this sale. I'm going to say anything to get this sale. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hurt someone or, you know, be in competition or all those things versus being service. Now, you know, that's when, you do end up getting hurt. And, you know, and I can say, I mean, years ago, I mean, I was a, you know, I was a banker and Leonka was very much in corporate as well. And I know that we can both speak to being competitive and going after it no matter what. I mean, I wasn't always in this place of service. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I was competitive. I was, you know, trying to compete with my neighbor and it didn't feel good, honestly,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. I made the numbers and I might've been at the top of the heap, you know, numbers wise, but I can honestly say I went home many days. I didn't feel that great about myself. So, I mean, you know, and I'm just being honest here. But what I'm encouraging people to do now is look at, you know, how you're selling in the world. Because what we're offering here today is that if you can align yourself with your true, as Leonka calls it, your true soul's calling, your true
mm-hmm.
heart
soul
desire,
voice.
Soul voice,
mm-hmm.
thank you for saying that,
mm-hmm.
Then it doesn't have to strive. I mean, it's kind of like this. You know, an embryo doesn't strive to become a baby. It becomes a baby. You know, an acorn doesn't strive to become an oak tree. It just does. You know, a tomato plant doesn't strive to become a tomato. It just does on its own, naturally, effortlessly, it happens. And so if we can begin to think in terms of we have everything within us, but it's the service when we connect in, however we do that, if when we connect into the service behind the sale, things can roll out much easier, much
with
you know
mm-hmm.
with ease
almost, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we're not saying here, like, you know, we're not saying we don't, you know, there was actual work that had to come before we did the broadcast. I mean, it's not just easy, right? It's not going to just fall in our lap and somebody else is going to do anything for us if we don't implement that way. But with ease, and we've learned that, right? So it does kind of fall in our lap now through consciousness, but because we're with that still, you know, the service piece in mind, and we're like, okay, what do people really need, or what's the conversation? And we really tap into that. And then, you know, mm-hmm. there's some busy, you know, work. You know, we didn't just, and it just pop up on your computer, but it is with ease, right?
Yeah.
We didn't just like, mom, and it popped in your computer, but it's with ease, right? Like, I mean, we always laugh. We're like, wow, this gets so much easier every time because easier, but it is because it's with ease. We really follow what people are wanting, you know. You know, sometimes things just, we see an image and we're like, yes, that's it, without the searching for it. And without the, like, you know, the struggle for, you know, anything. I mean, we really try to really be in that place of, and I just wanted to clarify that as well.
Mm-hmm. And you know what that, and just to add on to that, Leonka, that's also being willing to be in the moment, which we've talked so much about this. Because if you're in the moment, if you're really, you know, trusting consciousness in that moment, whatever you need will appear. I mean, I can guarantee you right now, and I know Leonka is going to agree with me, there are people out there doing podcasts and shows that, I mean, they may spend hours and hours and days looking for images and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Writing
mm-hmm.
copy, and you know what? We don't do that, do we, Leonka?
No.
We do not spend days. We do not spend hours. I mean, we literally.
Yeah, you're gonna tell our secrets.
Well, it's
that's okay.
True,
that's
though.
Totally okay.
Because that's
this.
What
Go
we're
ahead.
Talking about today. Because, we had a particular idea in mind that we were going to talk about today. And this is an example. And you've heard us say this before. And so last night we were going to pre-record, and that didn't work out. And so I began to, make notes and think about our show today. And it was I felt like I had the bull by the horns.
It was like.
It was so hard.
I knew it.
It was so hard. It was like it was not coming, and I couldn't pull it out. And, I could have. Stayed in that place for a very long time until I just surrendered in a way, not like, well, I'm just not going to do it. I surrendered and said, okay, something inside of me does know what needs to be said. And I'm going to allow that to flow. And I'm going to sit here and be still for a minute and stop striving and trying and making it happen.
For you.
And see what
good
comes.
For you. Because you made it easy for me. You made it with ease for me. Yes, go ahead.
Well, and so what came was that, this idea that we don't have to strive. Leonka doesn't have to strive to be Leonka. She's already programmed to be the best Leonka ever. Deborah's already programmed. You are already programmed to be the best person that you can be. We don't. The idea that we have to strive to be more and better, I can't align with that anymore. And I invite you to really search out and see if that is, still in your belief system.
Well,
because let me finish
go
my
ahead,
thought.
Sorry.
Because that
go
ties
ahead.
Ties into us thinking life has to be hard. Jobs are, work. I have to work really hard for the money. I have to really strive to get this piece done. If it didn't take blood, sweat, and tears, it's not worth a damn. Those things are not in my – they don't align with my belief system anymore because I've seen different. What were you going to say, Leonka?
Well, that's a lot around the message that we have as well, right? So, I was like, we're really in the business of just reminding people that they are innately brilliant and badass. And those are our words, but it could be your other BB words, right? Or insert anything else that you already are innately, that, a brilliant being, a boss babe, you're innately already that. And that's why we call it the BB community, like, because you're already that. You are already we're born in this brilliant, business, whatever, right? Like, you are already of the world and of the amazingness that you truly, truly be innately. You didn't have to try,
And, when we begin to identify more as this, the shifting from ambition to inspiration and sales to service, we naturally connect more in to spirit or consciousness or whatever you want to call it, rather than, for lack of a better word, I guess the ego, because the ego or the part of us that's scared is always going to say you're not enough or look what happened yesterday or, what about last year or 10 years ago or, it's not going to encourage you to be in the present moment. The consciousness will encourage you to be in the present moment. That's where the ease is. And I've said this over and over, and I like to always, go back to this analogy. You can't breathe for yesterday. You can't breathe for 3 hours from now. You can only breathe for this moment. And that's why the breath is so powerful. Everybody take a breath. The breath is so powerful for bringing us back into the moment, which is where all of our power is. Because when I realized last night that I felt like a bull in a china shop that was getting nowhere and began to breathe and be quiet and ask consciousness, my internal spirit, my what's the voice you use, Leonka?
Soul voice. And it's not
your,
even
when
nice.
I ask, yes, When I asked my soul voice, it came so easily. It flowed on the paper. And I sent it to Lianca, and I said, what do you think? She was like, yes. That's how easy
I almost leapt out of my chair. Oh,
That's how easy. But, you know, we've got these beliefs, though, in there that, you know, and when we're thinking in the past, or, you know, the ego makes us scared of the future and shameful of the past. So if we're anywhere other than in this moment, it becomes really hard to be in the flow of that ease and grace and, you know, the right thing is just going to show up and, the you know, what you need in that moment is going to be right there. There's no striving.
Right. Let me expand on the example you were using of today. So she calls me and she's like, hey, what do you think about this? And I almost leapt up. I was like, yes, like as if I was kind of free too. And I'm kind of responsible for, like, you know, the image and sending out more of the technical and da-da-da. And I literally, I was like, she's like, what do you think for an image? And usually we spend, you know, there are people, like, again, spending lots of time, you know, finding image and copy and what's going to click and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know. I was, like, kind of thinking, like, you know, maybe a face of over somebody in their hands. And I'm like, no, words, words. Just came to mind. So I'm looking for the image to drop in, and it's kind of right close to the time that we actually have to do the podcast because I'm traveling. And I saw the words so over it, and I thought, all right, but it's the wrong size, and it's going to take me a minute. And then all of a sudden, I see this image, and it's the perfect exact size. It is, I mean, like exact size that I need to use for everywhere. And I'm like, done, done, and done. Thank you. Over it. Just beautifully said, you know, in the right font. And I was like, perfect. Let's go. And that's kind of how things actually just show up. You know,
yeah,
they show up.
And that's perfect. And you were right, Lianca. You said no image, just words. And the minute you said it, it felt totally and completely right.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, And just to give you an example, I mean, this is the way Lianca and I create. And this is what we teach other people to do.
Ooh, good job.
And
yes.
We do. Mm-hmm. And we do mm-hmm. have, you know, a mobile podcast genius that we sell. But we want you to know that none of it has to be hard. You don't have to. I mean, everything about us, we want to do with ease. You know, Lianca's traveling, you know, I'm in my car, and everything still rolled out so beautifully today because we were willing to be in the moment. We're willing to trust ourselves and consciousness and trust what's coming through. And, you know, and that's what we have to offer you. That's what we want for you.
Exactly.
You know, the days of striving and pulling your hair out and, you know, we're learning every week, every day. Everything
and
we
share
learn,
that with
we
people.
Turn around and turn around and share it. Yeah.
I mean, look.
I mean, you know.
Don't you? I mean, like everyone could get a pod. You can learn podcasts from anyone else. You really can. I mean, the truth is, there's tons of people who are learning it. But the way in which we share is more because we're coming from the place of service, and then we also teach how to follow. Just follow consciousness. Quit striving and. Quit, you know, like, you don't have to quit anything, but you don't have to do anything that we even say. But, I mean, if you're so over it, then over it. Then look back and go,
if you're,
be there.
And if you're over the idea that you have to make something happen, take a breath and be over that. You don't have to make anything happen. Just like I said, the embryo doesn't make it. It doesn't, you know, it's not striving
That's
to
nature.
Become a baby.
Yeah.
A baby
right.
doesn't strive to become a toddler. A toddler doesn't, it just happens. We're naturally
mm-hmm.
designed to evolve, to become more conscious, to become more aware. And yeah, a lot of this requires awareness, y'all. I'm not kidding. A lot of it does.
Right.
You know, it's, but awareness is not that hard either. It's a matter of, like Leonka said, you know, stopping what you're doing and taking a breath and just going, you know,
I
what?
I don't lie. It does pull you out of your comfort zone, though. It does pull you out of your comfort. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat whatever. I mean, maybe my words aren't the right ones that I'm choosing, but, you know, but, oh, wow. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Take a breath.
Yeah, and take a breath and recognize that there, you know, you can ask your higher self, your internal voice, you can ask consciousness, is there another way here? Is there something else that needs to be said? Because, and if there is, you'll get the answer, and you'll get it so easy. Sometimes some of these podcasts and some of the things we've done, we call them miracles because they've been so easy. Because we know, and the reason we can say we know, guys, we've been in this business a long time. We work behind the scenes a long time. And like we said, we know a lot of people who pay a lot of money and spend days and days looking for the right copy, the right font, the right image, the right whatever, you know, trying to make something happen or perfect. And there is an easier way. And that way is flow if, like Leonka said, you come out of your comfort zone, you know, you recognize that maybe you have been programmed to believe everything has to be hard, but what if it didn't? What if it didn't? What if it didn't have to be hard? And you know what? See, even just saying, what if it didn't have to be hard, no matter what we're talking about, whether you're in a screwed up relationship right now, or, you know, or your money situation is not where you want it, or your job is not, or, you know, what if there's a different way to be with it, to allow it with ease? You know, and I want to say right now too, this is coming up, so I'm going to say it. This is reveal, of course. You know, I find myself right back. Maybe some of this came to me because I'm right back where I was a year ago. For those of you who've been following us for a while, someone very, very close to me is, has cancer and is struggling and, going through chemo. And I was at the hospital last night and, you know, just became very aware of their willingness to let things be. And they're not struggling. They're not, like, trying to make one thing or another happen. And they find themselves in this kind of magical state of grace where people are helping all over the place. Things are just falling into place for them. You know, and I don't even know what else to say about that other than, you know, our things do happen to our bodies, but our spirits are still magnetic. Our spirits are still what draws in what we need. Right? And I'm watching this happen, and it's happening with ease. I mean, the body may be doing whatever it's doing, but there's no struggle involved. It's just happening. And in their allowance of it and their non-resistance, I'm watching miracles and magic, even in a situation of cancer and chemo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not talking about just sales here. We're talking about life, you know, life.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a horrible, you know, situation in your relationship, it can change. And it doesn't have to be horrible and hard. You know, if you're in a job you don't like, it doesn't have to be horrible and hard. You know, if you're in a money situation, it doesn't have to be horrible and hard. Things can change in a moment, in a second, on a dime. Leonka and I are here to say it, that it's true.
True.
We're proof.
True. True story. True, true, true.
Yep. So, you know, there's nothing, guys, that you have to do to be any better than you. Everything that you need is already in there. Just like everything's already in the acorn. for the tree. I mean, nobody says, oh, I got to add something to make that acorn turn into that. I mean, nothing else has to happen. It's all internal. It's all designed, just like we
are. I have to just make one more point. The way that we get away from our innate, and because I want to leave someone with a tool, and I feel like this is kind of coming through. The ways that we get away from our innate amazingness, right? Our innate badass and brilliance, our innate, you know, beautiful being, all the things that we just want to call ourselves, but we're so afraid to because, you know, what if somebody's going to think something? That's why. Because we turn away from ourselves, our true selves, when we are willing to have judgment against ourselves or make ourselves wrong for calling ourselves badass and brilliant or beautiful being or boss babe, whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's how you get back to your true north. That's how you get whatever people call alignment. That's where you get continued to point to where consciousness wants, you know, to where everything goes with ease. You just keep moving that direction and shaking off, I'm sorry, I hate to use the word, but shaking off the haters. And, you know, just keep going without, and your haters could be your own self.
I love that you said haters. You know, okay, we all have people in our life that disagree with us or may not like us. Or, you know, think that there's something wrong. You know, we all have those.
Especially when you're trying to do it with ease.
Especially
when you're trying to.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. But it is okay. And it goes back to that, you know, worrying too much about, you're going outside yourself again. That's what you're saying, right, Leonga?
Mm-hmm.
You're going
mm-hmm.
outside
mm-hmm.
and worrying mm-hmm. about, you know, I love Byron Katie. She says there's three businesses going on. There's my business, there's your business, and there's God's business. Now, whose
Ooh.
Business are you in?
Mm-hmm.
That just popped in. But also, you know, like if you think about, you know, a rose doesn't compete with a tulip. You know, it's like, hey, go after it. You're beautiful.
Right.
I am too.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
There's
and
no competition
love,
in.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Yes. We love
and then there
both.
Might be
we
some tulip people who love tulips. And there might be some rose people who love roses. Right? But it's all good.
Yeah. But I can assure you the rose and the tulip, they do not compete. They love themselves, and they think each other is beautiful. It's kind of like, you know, how all the cells in the body work together. You know, it's not like, you know, the liver wakes up one morning and says, well, I'm not going to work with the pancreas today. You know?
Well, and that's kind of the other point I was trying to make. Like, sometimes when we're shaking up the haters, the biggest hater could be yourself.
Oh,
kind of like sleeping with the enemy.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Man, you just clocked it right there, Leonga. You just clocked it. And it's okay because, I mean, we know that we've been programmed. And what we're doing now in this day and age is we are unwinding the programming that was placed. And because now we get to choose. Now we get to choose. And you get to choose, you know, there's also, what are you
sorry,
doing?
That's
Leonga?
So awesome. Like, it was just so light. Sorry, it just made me giggle.
No,
good.
I love your
giggles. Like, that's just sometimes what happens whenever you really get into something that's like, wow.
Yeah. You know, and there's a wonderful religious text that says, you know, hey, baby, it's up to you. You can learn through joy or you can learn through pain. Now, granted, most of us kind of take the pain road for whatever reason, because, you know, we've been taught, you know,
programmed.
If it ain't hard, it ain't good, right? If you don't work your butt off, it's not worth a darn, you know. And think about it. Why do we do that? So we can lay it out on a platter and show it to somebody. Look how hard I work.
Yes.
Look what I did.
Yes. Yep.
Look at my striving. Give me an award.
My gosh. We're so right there.
You know?
Right. Yes. Again, are you just trying to make something happen so that you can keep striving and put something else on the platter? That's a whole other question
and maybe
another topic.
Prove.
But...
Yeah. Yeah. Look what a hard worker I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I know that, man, we could go on and on about this,
yes.
My lovely Leonka, but we are short on time today. But, you know, let's don't be anxious today. Let's remember we can breathe right here in this moment, right here in this moment. And we can ask ourselves, our higher selves, our soul voice, our consciousness, what else might be possible in this moment? How else might I bring pure love to this situation that it may change on a dime?
Wow.
And so, you know, let's just, you know, my prayer for each one of you listening, whether you're listening live or on the replay, you know, is that you know that you don't have to go through all this angst and making things happen anymore. There is so much assistance in the seen and unseen worlds right now that we cannot even imagine. We can't even imagine. So much support and love and assistance. And so many times I know we feel alone, especially when we're in the middle of challenges. And we do feel like, well, I have to make it happen or nobody's going to do it. There is so much support on so many levels. Nobody ever has to do it alone. And if, by the way, you ever feel that way,
you're never alone.
And I are a phone call or an email away.
Our contact information is at the bottom of every email. We're right there.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it with that beautiful message. And I'm also just going to say, you know, reach us at www.lyanca. Our blog is there. Our contact information is there. If you want to learn more about, you know, how to do podcasting or get your message out with ease, it's there. I mean, or just if you just want to reach out, it's there.
We love your we love your comments, and we appreciate your questions. And if we can support you in any way, that's our soul love. So
that's
with that,
soul. Yeah.
I love you, my dear partner, and thank you
I
for
love
your
too.
Your ease that you brought to
and we love,
to our show today.
And we love you guys.
All right. Everyone, have a great day.
BBB if you need to. Or if you want to. Have a great day.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.